Green Lake Festival of Music, Green Lake. And Jillian's our first reader.
So Green Lake Festival, summer programming, but they have started a shoulder season that happens during the year that bolsters special events in Chicago, Milwaukee, Madison, and Neenah, with the goal of raising awareness for the chamber music camp that they have. Their chamber music camp brings students from all over the world, U.S., Syria, Hong Kong, Mexico. Their camp brings in about 25 students. Their programming, a good mix of chamber programming is what I saw. They offer a free family concert, which I thought was good, and often do outreach to different libraries and to nursing homes. And they're also do a concert that is connected with the youth artists competition from the Madison Symphony Orchestra. So they bring in those concert winners. Locations are in their performances are in multiple locations in Ripon, Oshkosh, Appleton, Neenah, Fond du Lac, and range of locations from churches, barns, other local venues. Strong music education program, I felt. They seem to have a good economic impact. They did a lot to reach out to their communities, work with their older population, their students, and were looking to expanding the offerings that they were going to be providing. And they do work on perceived barriers with people who are interested in coming to their concerts, so offering things at a discount and then things are free of charge to assess those barriers. They do a community survey and we're responsive to feedback. And basically I like that they were just like, you know, we are, you know, strongly rooted in their community and are very responsive to the feedback that they receive. So, and they did mention some things on their budget shortfalls that they had from the camp, not having as many students enrolled, that doubled the following year. Their donations exceeded again their expectations in 2019, but they were operating at a loss of nearly $50,000. And it looked like their legacy fund campaign concluded, and so their increased draw was about 5% annually.
So this, I'm the second read on this, and they've been struggling with some administrative things. They've gotten a new executive director, and the 1 year they only had 10 students. I think chamber music, too, is a pretty refined area, but I know it's important to those who work in that field, and I like chamber music, and it's nice to see that because I think it's that sort of refined cultural aspect, at least in my view. So I would be encouraged that if they've got a new administrator, that some of the issues that they've had will get cleared up. When I read the narrative about the 2018 budget shortfall, it didn't match the figures that I saw, because the summary that they shows a net plus for that year. So there might have just been some confusion in the narrative about that. And they did. Was this the group that they used to put people up at the Heidel House?
Correct. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm gonna say like they lost a community partner who would do that discounting, so now they're expecting increased cost in the next cycle.
So I would just, I'm hoping that that they're going to turn around, and some of the people who are involved now, right, according to the narrative, are across the hall from each other
at
Ripon College. And I would say, too, the other comment I have is under the third category, what difference did they make? There were good conclusions that I would assume occur, but again, I'd like to see more anecdotal evidence, some testimonials. Mm-hmm. But I have heard of it, of the festival, and I think it's they've got a good basic program going there if they can just get it turned around with some of the deficits that they've had to encounter.
I would add that the leadership changes really seem to have caught them off guard. Obviously, when someone is killed in an accident, somebody dies unexpectedly, those things happen. And they seem to be recovering from that and now have a bit of a mindset on long-term planning and succession planning. So I think that that's an improvement for them. Their staff is all comprised of musicians and teachers or professors, as is their board. The board has an exception. There's an attorney and an optometrist in addition to musicians, teachers, and professors. But I don't see a professional arts administrator somewhere in that mix, and I think that might help them as they're looking at their staffing needs for the future, that perhaps somebody with a background in the actual administration of an arts organization would be beneficial for them.
Agreed.
I don't know if their audience has really increased over the years. They are filling a niche. Classical music is definitely underrepresented in that area. Chamber music is a sort of an acquired taste within classical music, so I love that that's what they're doing. It's not very clear to me whether they were proactive in marketing to an audience and developing an audience through outreach and partner activities, so much as the dates are sort of announced and they hope that people will show up. So I think, and again, a professional arts administrator might be able to guide them through some of that so that they have a more robust communication plan with the public.
I'd agree.
Was impressed with the way they engage in the community. Their events happen in a variety of venues in Green Lake and Ripon and the Appleton, etc. They really spread these events out, mm-hmm. so they have some good community connections.
Right. And I love that they're free.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's great. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily sustainable. And I would just also add, the camp seems to be an extensive and significant part of their operation, even though the number of kids involved is less than their overall audience. That seems to be a substantial part of what they're doing, and they noted that less than 50% of their activities are educational. I don't know if those numbers impact anything in the granting process, mm-hmm. or if it's just a question of self-awareness, mm-hmm. but I noted them frequently that they didn't seem to line up in lots of people's
applications.
Seems to be doing some good work in the community.
Mm-hmm. A lot of community support.
Right. And they have financial reserves, but those are helping to cover the shortfalls.
Yes.
So, also not sustainable. Also note that they mentioned that they are improving keeping patron records. Good. Please do keep those patron records.